got us clapping the game, Lou.
Yeah, they.
Let's clip that bit. I want that audio clip. Loudest clap in the game, Lou. Yeah, we're ready.
All right. And welcome back to another episode of Ramping Up with Fiona Colley.
And MC Hammer Pants.
No. What?
No, I'm Matt Taylor. But you can call me MC Hammer Pants in the streets. Love that. And you guys may notice...
we're different.
Yeah, we're in a new place.
And we moved.
Yeah, we finally got into our new place, and boy, are my arms tired. Okay. This magic mind needs to kick in.
Yeah.
And you know what else needs to kick in? This episode.
Damn.
Hit it!
We're ramping up.
It sounds like we don't even know our theme song. Thank God.
Ramping up.
All right.
Sorry, I mean to snap at you right at the beginning. Sell it, mama.
Sell it,
they don't
mama.
Get that on the regular.
Ooh, true.
Yeah. Sell it, mama. That's our fake ad reads over at Patreon.
Soon. Hey.
Hey. Yeah, it's just
sell
a,
it,
hey,
mama.
Hey,
hey.
Sell it, mama.
Hey.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
What's up? Do you want me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Start.
Oh, man. What's up, guys? We're back from our honeymoon, and we're in the new studio. I know some of y'all probably missed the old studio, but...
shut up.
We got evicted, so...
I'm the landlord. I evicted
her. Yeah, she owned the house, evicted me, and we moved into a new place. Seemed like a power move because it wasn't necessary.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
It's fun, but no, I could.
Yeah. Good riff.
Okay.
So, what we do? You want to let them people know how that honeymoon was?
Yeah.
Sounds insane.
What? This does. Yo, y'all want to let the people know what the honeymoon is about? Sorry.
Yeah, we went to Cabo for our honeymoon.
That's right.
That's Cabo, Mexico.
Yeah, not to be confused with Cabo, Ohio.
Yep.
I've been waiting until this moment. How was it? I saved it for the pod.
It was really great, but I do have a couple bones to pick with Cabo.
Cabo or just Mexico? I feel like if you're more specific, it's less...
and
problematic.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm saying Cabo.
Yes.
Y'all hate disabled people.
Cabo hates disabled people.
It is glaringly obvious and very weird. Okay. So we fly into Cabo.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
so excited.
Very excited.
We had
Can't
some
wait.
Drinks.
Yeah, we had some whiskey
we
from the plane.
We were having fun.
Yeah.
We were like, heck yeah, brother.
As you should.
Exactly.
And we land in Cabo, and I want to preface, I am not the only disabled person on this plane. There is a girl that's like paralyzed from the waist down across from me.
Mm-hmm.
There's an older woman that has to use a scooter to get around.
Hover around.
And we land. It is not a jet bridge to get off the plane. It's a flight of stairs straight
yeah.
down to outside. Then you have to get on a bus and they take you.
But they have some sort of attachment.
You would think so.
Okay.
That's what I was like. Is there a lift or something? And someone, like, we're flying Southwest. The crew was like, there has to be. And they, like, tried to ask the people that worked at the airport.
Yeah.
And it never came. And this girl that was paralyzed from the frickin' waist down, she is someone to be admired. She goes, well, I'm not waiting, and just got out of her chair and army crawled.
Down the stairs.
That's crazy.
That's how Cabo
like,
starts.
This is the coolest lady I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Then the old lady needed to get off the plane. She had her husband with her, but he's older. So he walked behind her, and Matt walked in front of her in case she fell.
She fell.
And Matt goes, whoa.
Whoa, boy, lady, hey. Come on. I'm a married man. Don't try that here. And she died.
No, and then Matt had to piggyback me down the stairs.
Yeah, we should get a photo of that. But hey, before I do this, can you guys get this photo from down there? It would be great for the pod. We need it. Yeah, so yeah, I had to wear her like a backpack down the stairs. Okay. Yeah. And then
he's living every man's dream.
Yeah. And then like the one lady's chair, like I'm having to do all this. I don't know this. Like the airport's not helping at all. Like this she's got like one of those like hub around scooters, so it's heavy. And I'm like trying to like lift it, and they have it like way like away from the stairs, so I have to like go and like pick it up, and like, I mean, this thing probably weighs like 300 pounds. Oh, I was like, God dang, God dang. And the chair was heavy too. do I? There it is. Yeah, all right, yeah, let's get it started.
That's so.
This thing weighed like 300 pounds. And I get it to her. She scoots off, and then I go backpack my sweet wife down the stairs. Wow. My wife.
Do better, Southwest.
No, not Southwest. Do better, SJD.
Kind of wish you would have dropped SJD, me. We'd have SJD so much better. Money.
If I'd have dropped
gotten
you.
Injured.
What do you get? How much pesos we'd have? It wouldn't translate. Or what's the word? What's the word when money transfers to a different currency? Oh my God, it's right there.
I know.
Oh,
currency exchange.
Exchange
rate.
Yeah, so exchange rate. People watching this are like, "You freaking idiots!" We had to make the money different when we got there. We had to make the money their money.
And then we get on this bus, and I'm like annoyed, and the bus doesn't even have like
exchange.
Hold on. Oh, it's exchange. Sorry, it's so me, sorry. Dinero necesito ahora.
It's my money. I want it now.
Oh, want it? That's need not need. It. Oh.
No.
¿Quieres? Oh. Es mi dinero. ¿Quieres ahora?
Yeah.
There we go.
I want it now.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I accidentally claimed to have $10,000 on me.
No. Back up.
Oh. Yeah, sorry.
So normally the buses that like take you places, like in the airport, have ramps that like automatically come out. They had like the ramps they have at comedy club that they have to like set up for me.
Yeah, you know the fold-out ramps?
Right, yeah, yeah.
They do that to get onto the bus, and they are not caring.
The guy was not doing it well. It was like one ramp led out straight to a drop-off, and I'm like, what are you doing?
It's a big ramp, too, right, to get on a bus?
No, the bus was like...
It was a little lower.
2 feet up.
So it was like maybe that much height. Can you see that?
Yeah, I can
see. What did you guesstimate that is?
2 feet.
How tall do you think I am? How tall do you think I am?
One of your wieners.
It was one length of my wiener. So to say it's not that much is a little hurtful.
Sorry, 6 feet better?
6 feet? What do you think that is? No, you think that's 2 feet? That makes me an 8 foot man. Thank you. Give her a point for that. Point for kindness.
Kindness point.
It sounds different.
Aww.
It sounds like a hug.
Yeah. What does that sound like?
I don't know.
Do your best hug impression sound. The sound when you're giving a hug or the actual sound of a hug? Dude, every time you hug somebody, you just hear a random, That's nice. That's warm. Ooh. What sound do you think a hug makes?
Wow.
I would say it makes this sound.
No, you have to use your mouth.
You have to use my mouth? I don't know if that'll even pick
stupid.
Up.
Stupid.
Sorry.
So we get into the airport now.
Yeah.
We had to go through customs. And Matt is a little stupid.
Also, we had two whiskeys on the plane because it was our honeymoon, which is insane to land and be like, I'm a little tipsy. Let me help these people down these stairs.
Yeah, that was.
But we did it. Legally? Yeah. Don't know.
What gave you the courage?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Liquid courage. Why so is there not a drink called Liquid Courage?
Customs.
Sorry.
And there's this really mean guy.
I don't want to stereotype, but he kind of looked like Hector from Fast and Furious. No. We'll throw it up.
So he's asking questions, but it's kind of like he's not explaining and they're not worded super well.
Yeah. Well, you have to fill out this thing when you land in Mexico. And one of them is like, I thought it said, like, do you have cash on you? Because then, like, you have a place to give the amount of cash you have on you. But I don't know. I just didn't read it thoroughly. And I checked yes. And the question was, do you have over $10,000 cash on you? And I guess that's a big, like, it raises a flag. It's like, what are you doing with that much money in a different country, you know? Mm-hmm. And I just, he goes, you have over $10,000 on you? And I go, no. What kind of question is that? And he shows it to me. He goes, do you have over $10,000? And I go, no. He goes, then why did you mark that you have $10,000 on you?
Like, that was the tone.
Like, very stern. And I'm like, I don't know, but I don't. He goes, then why did you mark it? I was like, I didn't read it all the way. So then he's like, step off to the side. And I'm like, oh, God, we're not getting into Mexico.
And I was so like, then he's like, well, helping people. Matt you need doesn't to fix all read this. Everything.
I don't know how to read. What is reading? So he's
take
like,
away a point.
For not being able to read?
He won't even notice he can't read.
Uh-huh.
I get a point.
It's my impression. What?
Ding!
Something happened, but I can't tell because I can't read. And also, that's in post. So anyway, that guy is a bit of a dick. And how much time are we on? Bleep me.
No, you're good. You're good.
Oh, dude's a friggin' asshole.
Ah, nice, brother. So we get through. We finally get to the resort.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
It's amazing. We'll throw a photo up of the resort that we took. It was
I did
baller.
Learn very quickly, though, that Mexico, they don't really do
accessibility.
Like, they had bathrooms with the handicap symbol on it, and I was like, oh, thank God. They're all too small for my chair to fit in and close the door. And there were no grab bars anywhere.
Mm-mm.
Any restaurant, anywhere we went, there was nothing.
Mm-mm.
And I was like, how the fuck are you able to put a handicap sign on here? You know what I mean?
And they go, did you fit? And you go, yeah. And they go, is that it?
And the first day we were like, let's schedule some really like cool things to do, you know? And I've always wanted to go on a catamaran.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like a sunset catamaran trip.
Catamaran Collie, that's what they call her.
And we scheduled it with the front desk. And then 2 days later, we get a phone call. And they literally were like, yeah. The girl in the wheelchair can't go.
And I what? Go, what about me? So I went on this catamaran trip by myself. Maybe.
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
All right. Well, I don't like... I think Aiden should be the deciding factor in points.
Nice, too nice.
Yeah. But she got turned away from a boat ride on... What was it? The first day?
Yeah. So and Matt was like, I'll fix this.
I was like, yeah, don't worry, baby. I'll fix this. Nobody's going to deny my baby a boat
found ride. A different boat ride that did say accessible on it.
Yeah.
It was
and
a pirate ship.
Was a pirate ship ride. Which we'll get to in a minute. Was sick as hell.
Did it have sails and everything?
Oh, yeah. It had pirates, sails, scurvy. It had it all.
Jack on there?
Do what?
It was Captain Jack on there.
It was Captain Yacht.
God. I was offended.
I know. I'm sorry. But take it. I'll give you that point. You can have that one. Because I know you were. Probably thought it first.
Hey, what's yours and mine?
Oh, yeah. So we just both have even points. Yeah, they're going to hate that. But so that was a little sad, very sad. And then we the first night we had dinner at this place called Los Tres Gallos.
Gallos.
Some of the best food I and you have ever
had. Yeah, really, really good. And then Matt, you get fucking up at the other restaurants. Oh.
There's a bit of a language barrier, and I kept messing up a big time at these other. That restaurant was phenomenal. That's our favorite place there for sure. Great gorditas, great tacos del mar, which means of the sea for you uneducated folks. Couldn't read the menu, but I could say, what if I could only read in Spanish? That'd be crazy.
Okay.
All right. So that was good. And then we went to, when did I mess up?
That's what I was about to ask. What did you mess up at the restaurant?
The first one was at that Michelin star restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sick, by the way.
Sick vibes.
Michelin star, where was it?
Oh, man. Tres Los Gallos was way better.
Los Tres Gallos.
Whatever.
Come on. Come on. And, yeah, we go there, and I'm asking the lady, I'm like, yo, between these three things, should we get this, this, or this?
And he said that.
Yeah. And she goes, oh, I would get this. And I'm like, cool.
Look, we're going to get this.
This right here. What you just said is what we're going to get. And she brought all three things that I said out.
Which is so much.
Which at a Michelin restaurant is a lot of dinero.
And also, we can't eat that much. So the minute they bring it, we're like, oh no, there's been a mistake. And we actually were like, we only wanted
the thing you said,
not these two things.
And we tell it to a different person, and they take it back over, and I'm like watching them, and they're like pissed. So they like go, you can see them go grab her, and like they're like aggressively talking to her. And she comes back over the table. I'm so sorry, you know. And I'm like, oh no, it's fine. We just sent back like $500 worth of food, and the vibes were different the entire time.
Yeah, they were like there. Everyone else got like a celebratory sparkler thing. We didn't get one.
She knew it was our honeymoon. She was like, "We have a special surprise for you."
We did not get a special. And then you fucked up again.
Well, no. I want to say, like, after that, she didn't even ring us, like, close us out. Somebody else did. I'm like, did we just get this lady fired? And, I mean, at a Michelin restaurant, they're probably like, we don't make mistakes like this. And
I wonder if she was trying to get, like, a bigger tip, like, sell you guys more. Or was it, like...
a good point.
Or was it, like, just... I don't know. Like,
well, it's also a tourist trap, and it's like really rich tourists, so she must have thought like we wouldn't correct her if that was the case.
Yeah, that's true too. A lot of people just be like, okay.
And yeah, that's our normal vibe, but it's too much money.
Yeah, when it's a lot of money, I'm speaking up.
If it's
I'm not.
If it's more than $20, I'm speaking up.
Oh yeah, well. That leads into the next time we messed up and negates everything we just said.
Yeah.
We did not speak up.
The kitchen. Kitchen was a restaurant. They were cool.
And on this menu, there's a thing called the kitchen experience. And they bring out like a little bit of everything for you.
It's like four courses.
Yeah, like four courses. Like here's all these appetizers. Here's all this. And I'm like, that's a lot of food. We're going
to
split
that. I would like to preface. If you don't know me, I eat like a bird.
Yeah.
I don't eat a lot.
And not a big bird, like a small one. And
thank you, Matt.
The kitchen experience is the most expensive thing on the menu. So we'll get that. We'll split it. That'll be a wonderful kitchen experience for us.
It sounds very nice.
You have to pick like this or that. And so she's like getting our order for it. And me, I was like, oh, I want this meat. And Matt was like, dang, I want the fish. And he goes, I was like, we can just get the fish. Matt goes, no, we'll get both.
Yeah, we'll do both.
And that's very fucked up.
She brings out two kitchen experiences. Which are the most expensive thing on the menu.
And after, like, I think half.
So we didn't realize it.
Second one we did.
Yeah, because I'm like, God, this is a lot of food.
Halfway through the second course, both me and Matt were like...
stuffed.
That's honest mistake. That sounds like a very...
Right?
Yeah.
But I'm too much of a bitch to be like...
Well, we had already started eating it.
Yeah, we'd already eaten it.
So it was eight courses?
We got an 8-course meal.
We were like fighting about how full we were.
Oh, yeah. And I'm like, you got to keep eating.
Yeah,
we can't let this insane...
Wait, throw up the butter on my belly.
Oh, yeah. I'll put that up there. She looked 3 months pregnant. Eating, and I mean, we are miserably stuffed, and food is still, and we're not even to the fish and the pork belly yet, which was the whole mistake. And I power through personally. I ate so much, I'm having heart palpitations. I've never been that stuffed in my life.
I started sweating.
Yeah, she's sweating. I'm on the brink of death. But I eat as much as I can. Even the lady was like, come on, you got to power through it. Don't let the food defeat you or win. Don't let the food win. I'm like, ugh. So that happened.
So did you guys make it all the way through? Like, maybe didn't finish everything, but you had a little bit of everything?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Perfect.
I finished the fish. I was like, I can't let the main course go to waste. And we were already insanely full.
Have to.
By the second course. And then there's still dessert. And there's like drinks coming out too, like with each thing. They're like, you got to try this drink with this thing. Yeah, I messed up. I'll admit it. I'll be the man of this situation. I messed up. I own it.
He wouldn't admit it until right now. I do would like to... saying that.
Yeah, I was like, the whole time I was like, it's not my fault. I mean, she should have known two people can't eat this amount of food. She should have at least been like, are you guys sure you want this much food? But she wasn't.
No.
She goes, yeah, I'll be right out.
That was crazy.
So.
But then what's next? The pirate ship?
The pirate ship was the final day.
That was my favorite thing.
We get on there.
First off, we show up. Again, it was advertised as accessible. We roll up, the dock here on the boat, and the guy looks at me and goes, can you walk? And I was like, there's a big gap, like just of water.
Open ocean. From the dock,
and you gotta
it's not even
jump.
like a thing, you know, to like walk a plank over. It's just like a big gap. So she's got to like step over the open ocean onto this boat.
And I freaking did it. But like everyone in Mexico was like, what do you mean you can't walk? And I was like.
Do you think there's any Mexicans with F.A.?
No, it's kind of a white people thing.
You're crossed a bear.
I have met an Indian guy with that bay.
Florida. Yeah, I remember that. So we get on this boat. I'll say, instead of accessible, they should have just been like, yeah, we'll figure it out.
You're right. Which
We're
is
not accessible,
fine.
But we'll get that chair on the boat.
Hey, get on the boat. Matt bombs.
Oh, yeah, they're doing, like, the whole, like, because they do, like, a whole pirate show, and there's this guy that's, like, the MC, and, you know, he's running the show, and so they bring up, like, birthdays or whatever, then they bring up, like, couples, and the couple in front of us, they're like, oh, we just got married, and it's like, well, you just stole our shine, can't use that one, and then the next couple's like, we've been together for 23 years, and the next one's like, we've been together for 27 years. And while this is going on, I lean over to her and I'm like, I'm gonna say 48 years, and it's gonna crush. So he gets to me, he goes, you know, how long have you guys been together? And I'm like, 48 years.
Cricket.
Nothing. He's even like, huh?
Into
and like
a
everybody's
microphone,
in the boat is like, what? I'm like, it's because there's no way. All right, I don't want to explain that joke. And it just bombed.
Okay, but I also bombed right before he bombed. Yeah. So they put music on for the couples to like come dance to the middle. And the song they put on was Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud.
Yeah.
I was like, and I grabbed the MC. I go, why would you play this if I'm coming up here? Like, and he goes, oh my God.
That rules. That makes me, that's crazy.
She's like trying to be funny. And he's like, oh my God, I know.
It's perfect though, because it's literally like what you come out to. Like, you were like, it's not like you were mad. Like, I mean,
right.
But having to explain that would have been.
That's so funny.
I'm a comedian. That is my walkout song. So it is very funny to me. No sé.
Comedian.
What?
What?
Huh?
Mm.
Oh.
So what happens from the song turning on? What happened?
The aftermath bombs.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Then the couples thing comes. And he's just like fed up with us at this point.
Yeah.
Like, go sit back on the
and walk the, the food was actually very good. Yeah.
And barbecue pelican, pretty good.
It was chicken.
It was, you know, I like to think it was pelican because they said it was. I like to think of them as honest people. I like to think of those pirates as the most honest pirates I've ever met.
Okay.
Yeah. What is pirate in Spanish? Pirate? Am I just saying that word in Spanish?
Yeah.
We are pirates of the open seas, the open Mars. So we're having fun. They're putting on like a whole show.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Pirate?
Pirata.
Pirata? Close.
Do I get a point?
No.
So we're lit. They're passing out drink. It's all you can drink. And they get to like the fighting part of everything. And they've sat us. Is that the bow?
Mm-hmm.
They've sat us directly behind the bow, and the fight's going on the other side of it, so you can't really see anything. Fiona gets bored and starts falling asleep during the fight scenes. And I'm like, you can't do this. This looks terrible. This is bad optics.
They look over
and see you just... No. Anyway, that was fun. There were kids on the boat, but that was a fun time because they were all dressed up, you know, for Halloween, and... They were having a blast. It was fun.
And then we get off the boat and I really have to pee.
Mm-hmm.
And we find the bathroom there. There's a handicap stall.
Ooh.
And these sweet ladies, like, we're like, no, no, you go. That's for you, you know. And we were like, it's probably not.
And they, like, kick a lady out of the stall.
Like, they got pissed. Cool. It was awesome. And so me and Matt go into the stall. No grab bars. No toilet seat.
It's just rim. You know, like, it's a seat. So she...
I tried to hover for a minute.
I'm, like, holding her while she's, like, hovering over this seat.
And it's really hard to pee when you're, like, all your muscles are being used to...
Yeah.
Like, I'm, like, focusing on not falling. And then I was drunk, too. So I was, like, fucking, I'm sitting on
the... And that's how we got scurvy from the boat ship trip ride thing.
And then we went back to the hotel, drank a little more, watched Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah, we watched Sleepy Hollow for Halloween.
It was a really great trip.
It was. It was very relaxing.
Matt got mad at me because I started asking random people how to say help me. Oh, yeah.
That was not fun. Which is like, hey, how do you say help me in Spanish? I'm like, don't say that while I'm around you.
Hilarious.
She thought it was funny. I didn't. They didn't either.
Yeah, nobody. It seems like nobody was getting the jokes.
No.
No, they weren't laughing. Like, that's the worst joke to bomb.
Jerk. Hey, I had like headphones help in. Me in Spanish.
Yeah. And they'll go, okay. And then they would say something in their headphone in Spanish. I'm like, well, I'm gone. Yep. Cartel's coming.
And then we came back.
Yeah, and then we came back, and the flight back was great.
Normal and good.
Good flight. Then we got back, and she...
We popped over and saw Demi No Breaks at the lab at Zany's.
Demi.
He let me do a spot. We made a badass reel.
Did a little TikTok trend.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Bees in the
wake
chat.
Wake up in the morning, step outside.
Take a deep breath and I get real high.
Timmy did not know that song. Yeah. Matt had, while Matt was filming it, he had to sing it so Timmy could follow Matt. And I was like, have you not heard music before?
Yeah. Yeah, if you saw that video and were like, damn, that's a smooth 360. It was your boy looking very awkward on the other end, just going
all the way around.
But the shot looks good. And that's
it did. For a brief second, you can see me in the mirror in the lab. I'm just going.
I missed that. I did.
You
I
go
commented.
Back and look,
I was
you can
like,
see
cinematic.
A split second
of
me. Yeah. Crashed it.
Love them.
That's fun. So that's where we've been, what we've been doing.
Yeah.
And
do I look tan?
She got burnt for sure.
My belly is burnt.
She just had her belly out the whole time. Everything else was covered up.
Yeah. It was a choice.
Yeah. It's a weird choice, but it was.
Matt!
Oh, sorry. I was just smelling. Oh, probably won't even know that yet. What's up? Just depends on where we put this ad.
Oh, man. We have a sponsor I would love to shout out.
Oh, who is that?
Create Transport.
Create Transport?
Yeah, buddy.
What's that? What do they do over there?
They create your ability to transport things. Specifically?
No.
Your motorcycle.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So you're telling me if I've got my motorcycle over there.
And you want it.
Over here.
Mm-hmm.
I can contact who?
Kyle.
Over where?
Create Transport.
That's right. That's at create_transport on Instagram or Create Transport on Facebook. Or you can reach them directly at the phone number. That's 414-801-6108. If you want to crank your hog without...
breaking the log.
Without breaking the log. Hit up Create Transport and hit up Kyle. That's 414.
They're also on Facebook as Create Transport.
Yeah, I said that already, but it's 414-801-6108. Go Create Transport.
Back to the episode.
And that's pretty much Cabo and everything there. Do you want to wait? Okay.
Guys, it's time
for a little segment
called Fiona Call Me.
That's right. You guys have... All right. I don't know what that was, but you guys have called in and y'all have left... Take it away, Fee.
You guys... You guys have called in and left some voicemails, and we are going to answer them.
That's right. And if you're wondering, what's that number? That number is 615-547-8824. Head on edit, I would act like it's my voice, but have the camera on her. We've got a phone number, guys. You guys can call in. That phone number is 615-547-8824. Maybe.
That's a point. Come on.
Oh, ding, Magic ding. Mind, sponsor this pod.
I am falling behind.
All right. I just want to see what this one is. All right.
The thing is I didn't see it coming.
I didn't either.
I thought about it right the last four. 615-547-882. Four. All right. Let's play it away, baby. Let's see here.
Have you ever stuck your finger all the way in to your belly button, pulled it out, and smelled it? And if so, how many knuckles deep did you get?
Never call again.
Ding. Oh, that's a... How many knuckles deep?
That's
how
fucking deep? Just... Something is... You,
how deep
you
is your belly button?
You should have a handicap parking pass. Yeah. That is...
Especially
I have a weird relationship with belly buttons. I feel like you had to have known that.
That's disturbing.
Oh. And do you smell it? And then do you taste it?
Speaking of.
What? Oh, no, please, God, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's happening. Oh,
okay. I mean, Aiden,
I have Aiden a question for you.
Oh, gosh.
Do you do this?
First of all, when you wipe.
No.
When you
can't
wipe.
Make this normal.
Stop. No. Let me approach this question. When you wipe, do you look at it?
Not the poop. The paper you wiped with.
Yeah. Do you look at the paper you wipe with?
If I'm not feeling confident, then yes.
Okay. Fair. To be fair. Like, did I get
that's,
it?
That's where this all conversation
right.
ends.
That's normal. When you wipe. When you wipe.
I can only imagine where this is going.
It's so fuck. He said this to me like frivolously, and I was like, Matt. He told me this 2 days before we got married. Okay. I was called off the wedding.
It was in my vows, actually. That's that friggin' Cigna calling me again. Anyway.
You can't get
you're
it
not
out
getting
of
out of this.
Hold on, I gotta put it. Hold on, I gotta take this call, guys.
Somebody
that call. Was God calling, and he doesn't want you to finish this.
When you wipe, Aiden.
Sure.
Do you ever... smell the paper.
No.
Jesus. Yeah, that's crazy. You do that? Not every time, but I give it a little whiff sometimes, see what I've been eating.
That's crazy. Aiden, that's as crazy as I think it is.
Is that insane?
Yes.
You give it a look, you don't ever go,
no.
What? Just,
it's, I mean, you're smelling smeared shit. What's going on?
Yeah.
It's never going to smell good.
Well, yeah, but
why do you do it?
I don't know. I mean, it's probably just back to my hunting, my ancestors when they went hunting and you would need to track animals. You would take the...
I think this is an Alabama thing.
Okay, also, be
take
real.
Poo.
For real.
Do I ever lick it?
No.
Oh.
Reenact it. I want to see how close you get
yeah,
to the face.
Yeah, be so honest.
Be for
do
real.
Not lie
be for real.
Give me the smelling salts. I'll show you. No, I don't know where they are.
What?
They're in that box, I think, for sure. But how close do I get? I don't know. Like, all right, let me see. Whoa.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Sometimes I go.
No!
Hey, come on now. Would you smell my shit?
No!
Really?
Literally no.
If I was like, babe, I don't feel good. Smell. Can you smell this and
no.
see? Like, no, this goes to the smeller.
Yeah, you gotta do
so how
he does that to refresh.
This is a recreation, yeah.
He does smelling salts to wash the smell of shit out of his nose. Ding!
Ding. Alright, so I'm just like, yeah, wipe. Whoa. Yeah, it's like when you smell coffee.
Aiden, this is the craziest thing.
All right, so I wipe my butt, my fanny, and I'm like, oh, whoa, that looks weird. Green.
That was so close.
Oh, sorry.
What have you...
Also, I for real, like, I didn't know what I was expecting. I thought it was going to be like... You like stand up and put your foot on the toilet or do something crazy. I would have never thought that it was going to be you smelling
all right,
the
chime
toilet.
Off in the, if y'all are watching this, chime off if you ever smell
bro,
it.
Bro, you are literally the amount of aura points you're losing right now is unfounded.
Yeah, I'm just aura farming right now. You ain't ever smelled your shit. No, y'all never smelled your shit.
Beyond just being in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, beyond that.
Whatever, dude. I'm not alone here.
You really are.
Nah. Y'all try to put me on an island.
No, like,
y'all
we just...
y'all try to put me out here on
the
poop
reason
island, dude.
We don't have a couch anymore is because I want Matt to know he's alone in that chair.
Take that. Put it in there for later. You don't deserve that. Whatever. That's love, though. We still got married. My poop problems and all. That's weird. Y'all never smelled it, not one time.
You're weird. You're weird.
Aiden?
Did you
people
see?
For real, I didn't even think that was a possibility in the conversation.
Dude, it's your life. You can do whatever you want.
When Matt realizes has free will, yeah.
Yeah. I want to practice. Like, if we didn't have free will, there would be like something stopping me from doing that. I'm just proving that.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
No, I'm just curious.
Anyways, belly button guy, you're looking real normal right now.
Yeah, good God. But do you ever smell your belly button after you? Just curious. All right, let's, hey. Woo. All right. Hey, oh, I don't know what this is, but we're going to play it.
You watching the fucking NASCAR fucking shit going on right now? Yeah. I'm like loving that shit, man. Yeah. 200 miles an hour and hell yeah. Yeah. Crashing? Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Right? Yeah. I love that shit.
Yeah.
Anyway. My name is Craig Gunko. Yeah, I'll be around. I'll be around. You'll see me.
I love that guy.
Yeah, you've never smelled your shit.
I don't know about that. I think Chris might be sniffing.
Craig.
So, the question was, how are you watching
NASCAR shit going on? No, never watch it. I don't like...
Oh, you would have a blast in NASCAR. They'd put you on the track.
No. Fine.
They'd put you on the track? That's great. You have wheels. Come on. Give me something.
Dang.
Thank you. I'm going to fight for my points. Did I lose any points?
Probably. Smelling my own shit? All of them.
It's my cross to bear. I've said that twice this pod. Maybe find a new saying, Matt. I like that dude's energy. I love that he said his name after all that, too.
Yep.
It's funny because most NASCAR fans are from the South. He sounded a little Northern.
Yeah.
We call that a unicorn.
Matt! We have another sponsor.
Oh, please, do tell.
Very excited about this one. They actually DJ'd our wedding.
Oh, there's no way you're talking about who I think you're talking about.
I am.
They're amazing.
Third Coast Entertainment with DJ Tyrone.
DJ Tyrone. Brad Reed runs it over there at Third Coast Entertainment. Ding, ding, ding. You can find them on Instagram at Third Coast Entertainment. That's number 3RD. Or you can hit them up online, reach directly out to them by email. That website's going to be thirdcoastentertainment.com. Be sure to reach out to Brad Reed. Tell him Ramping Up Podcast sent you, and they'll talk to you about everything you need. You got parties coming up. You got weddings. You got events. You need lighting. You need
DJs. Hey, you got a funeral?
Cameras. You got a funeral? You want to spice that
up? You put that body in the 360 camera?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Just prop that dead body up and hit that 360 camera, and boy, is he going to be happy on his way out. Or she. It just depends. Anyway, Third Coast Entertainment, hit him up.
Woo!
Woo! Would you be more mad at your spouse for hooking up with a ghost or a robot? Mm.
A ghost.
Ghost, 100%.
I agree.
Because that's a person that existed. Robot's not real. A ghost is like, who was that? Was it the ghost of friggin' Robert Redford? I think he's still alive, actually.
Paul Revere.
Who?
Paul Revere.
Oh.
Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, that's crazy. So wait, normally Paul Revere was famous for riding, but you rode Paul Revere.
He said, Fiona's coming, Fiona's coming.
That's the point.
Oh, man. You'd smash Paul Revere?
Just for the bit, yeah.
Okay. Well, wow, you're really getting into the comedy scene there. Somebody's been riding.
He can revere this pussy.
No, that's no.
Come on. That was pretty good.
Somebody's been riding.
Okay, we both get point. Ding, ding. Thank you.
Also, my high school math teacher's name.
That's what I was talking about. Okay, next.
Oh, all right. But would you get mad if I hooked up with a robot?
No, I think you were a fucking loser. Ding.
Ding, ding. Oh, man, you're racking up some points.
Thank you.
But we'll talk about it later. All right. Let's see. We got another Kala. Come on, Kala. You are right here.
Hey, Craig Demko here. I'm just saying, you are the greatest. Yeah. You're the greatest. I'm just going to say that. You're the greatest.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you
for being the greatest.
Of course.
Thank you, Craig. And next time, call in and let us know how you feel about Fiona.
Ding.
All right, I'll take a ding. Oh, man, we have ran through this episode. New studio.
Got some cool news that you probably already know at this point. But I got The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Aiden, acting like it's the first time he heard it.
That is so cool. For real.
Yeah, I'm doing major, clean.
Major, like, milestone, clean. I guess you could say. And then also the coolest thing about it, which sure you already know, is like it translates so well to like your, like I would say your parents are probably the same age as my parents, that generation.
Oh, she's like, oh, you made it.
Yeah, exactly. So congratulations on that aspect of it as well.
It's cool. Yeah, finally my family's proud of me.
Took them long enough.
Fuck.
Yeah, I'm gonna need a little more than Tonight Show before that happens for me, but it is funny the legitimacy that The Tonight Show does bring. Because I was telling you, at my doctor's appointment, he was like asking what I do for a living. I was like, oh, you know, me and my wife are both comedians. And immediately you could see he was like, I don't ask what your hobby is. Like, how do you make money? You could see that.
How are you paying for this appointment?
Yeah. Oh, God. We're not getting paid. Yeah, there you go. Nice. And I was like talking about it and traveling, and we're going to New York in like 2 weeks because my wife, she got The Tonight Show. And then you could see his whole thing change. Like, he wasn't really listening. He was like writing stuff like, yeah, whatever. And then I said Tonight Show. He's like, oh, with Jimmy Fallon? I was like, yeah, because she do that shit.
We're doing it big. Also, I would like to say we did a little research. I am the first wheelchair comedian on Jimmy Fallon.
Very cool.
We didn't do the deepest research, but
I feel confident saying because we did look it up and they were like Tina Fremmel, and I was like, she's disabled, but she walks.
She do be walking.
She has cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
And she's very funny. You should look her up.
Yeah. Check her out. And that wraps up
Fiona, call me.
That's right, guys. If you want to get on here, call in. That's 615-547-8824. That's right. 882. Yep. Okay. That's all the numbers. All right.
Matt.
Huh?
We have a new sponsor.
Oh, we do? Well, please tell the camera what it is. Hey, everyone. If you've been dreaming about your next vacation but don't want the stress of planning it yourself, you've got to reach out to Audrey Steers with Travelmation. She can help you plan everything from all-inclusive resorts to cruises, even custom trips overseas. And the best part? Her services are completely free to you. Audrey is certified in group travel, accessible travel, and destination weddings. So no matter who you're traveling with or where you're going, she'll make it effortless. Shoot her an email at audreysteers@travelmation.net and start planning your dream trip today. Now, back to the episode. So yeah, call us in. We've still got some calls to go through here, but we ran out of time. And that brings us
to...
to the next segment
called
Matt's Conspiracy Corner. I don't have one this week.
Okay.
I would love to hear y'all's. So at this point, if you're watching this.
Okay, I got one.
Okay.
I got one. But get
in the comments. Leave your favorite conspiracy theory.
I'll look into it and regurgitate it. About my husband.
What?
He sniffs his own shit.
There's no conspiracy there. I do that shit. Not all the time. Just sometimes when it's like a weird one.
It's almost worse. It's almost worse.
For a weird one.
I have a conspiracy theory. I'm always stopped up and I think it's because I keep smelling my
You get sick so much. You go.
That's disgusting, dude. Don't ever. That's gross.
You have so many issues. He's sick all the fucking time. If I knew he was in there huffing his shit.
I do have a respiratory infection like once a month. Oh, man. All right, let's get out of here. But before we do, freaking plug your dates, lady.
Brother, I'm sorry we had to cancel the beginning of my November dates because I got the Tonight Show, but I can't tell y'all yet, but now you know.
Uh-huh.
So when does this?
November 25th and 20th. It should be out by then, right?
Yeah, this is
37. So November 25th and 26th, you're going to be at...
Philly and Indianapolis.
And right. And then I think I want to say December 5th and 6th. St. Petersburg, Florida. Know your dates.
Guys, get your tickets at fianacoli.com.
That's right.
Or at the link in my Instagram bio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then in mid-December, you're going to be at Fort Wayne, Appleton, and Louisville. And I'll be out with you on those dates unless I keep smelling my shit and don't make it that far. Who knows? But yeah, all those dates, everything at FionaColli.com.
Do you smell your shit at other people's?
And I'm going to be out with Rodney Carrington. That's at RodneyCarrington.com. I'll be out with him until mid-December. And then I go on those dates with you. And I can't wait to do it. And let's change the subject. Also, if you're a big fan and a big supporter, hype this video, then join us over.
Hype this video.
Please, we could use the hype.
Sarah McLachlan.
Cue Sarah McLachlan. I can't do that, copyrights. But if you're really a big fan, join us over at the Patreon, which is where we're going right now. That's patreon.com/rampinuppod.
That's RampinUppod.
And come watch some of the best fake ad reads you'll ever see.
Yeah.
All right. That's the episode.
Come watch Matt smell his shit on the
Patreon. Hey, I might do that on the Patreon, actually. I'll go take a dump right there because the bathroom's right there now. I'll come out and I'll turn it and just get me sitting down going. Wow, somebody had tacos. That's what I say. I just say whatever I had after I smell it. I don't do that.
Somebody.
I didn't even smell my shit. That was just for the bit, guys. Anyway.
Patreon.
Patreon.
Bye. All right,
see you. Bye, guys. We're breaking up.